Welcome to Utopia, please make yourself at home.
It's the only place on earth where you can bitch and moan.
There's something here for everyone to make you feel quite great.
Just as long as we've already let it through our gates.
This is our dreamland, this is Utopia. Yet another little podcast for you. This is our dreamland, this is Utopia. It's where we discuss the little things and make them better for you. This is our dreamland, this is Utopia. You've got a penny,
we'll kick it out for you.
It's a wonderful and magical and positively colourful. It's our cheeky show. By now you know
the Utopia Project.
Now then, and welcome to Utopia, a show where we decide whether something's coming in or whether it's not. That's it. I'm Chunky T, and I'm joined each and every week by Jack Magic.
I'm here all week.
Yeah, boy. What? All week?
All week. I'm just going to sit here for a week.
Do a couple of hours.
Nah, I'm going to do it for a week. One whole week of podcast.
Yeah?
Could you stay and help me, please?
Okay, yes, I can.
Thank you.
And we're also joined each and every week by the Permanent Chopper!
Yeah, boy! Ready, steady, fuck!
Realise we're all framed wrong on the thing because we've all got tall chairs now.
There we go.
There we go. Oh, I'm a lot shorter now.
Okay. What am I looking like on the solo cam? Am I?
No,
I'm
all right.
I'm all right.
What about me?
Wait. Oh, I love that.
Bit, you know, like, you know what's funny?
A tiny boy.
It's the fact that we got rid of the tall mics so to make it smaller, and now this is back to the same size.
Yeah. Yeah. Hello, we got new chairs.
We have got new chairs.
Yeah.
Take them for a test drive.
Thank you, people of Utopia, that have been watching the Utopia exclusive.
You bought these chairs.
Subscribing every month, and now we've been able to treat ourselves to some chairs for our little hiney.
Yeah.
So when we said that money from the Patreon goes in back into the show, as long as it's bum centric,
I'm fine.
We'll spend money on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Glorious.
Mad sing.
So.
Assless chaps.
Assless chaps. Yes, that in or out?
In.
Definitely in.
Next Patreon buy.
Yes. Have you been all right?
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Glorious. Yeah. Cool. Have we got a sponsor, Mr. Jack?
We have.
Have we?
I realised that.
Can you remember how we do it?
I've also realised I forgot we were doing it.
I did as well. Should really have talked. This is proper off the cuff. So for those who don't know,
because last week when he made it up literally on the spot.
Yeah, but for those who don't know, so we do it kind of off the cuff, but I tell Sharpie about 5 minutes before we record.
We haven't told.
So he has a bit of a preamble. Whereas now, you don't know that this at all. This is legit.
Words are going to come out. I ain't going to know what they are until they come out.
So anyway, this week the Utopia Project is brought to you by the Mighty Chomper. Sharpie, tell them more.
The Mighty Chomper.
This week, the Utopia Project is brought to you by the Mighty Chomper. What that is a massive Pac-Man-sized garbage disposal unit. Have you ever...
Obviously. Where else would you go with that?
Have you ever... It's picture in my brain. Have you ever been in a situation where you think you want a garbage disposal unit, but you don't have one because you live in the UK and they don't exist for some reason? Well, this is UK's answer to garbage chomping, okay? So, the garbage disposal unit, what is it, the big chomper?
Mighty Chomper.
The Mighty Chomper puts loads, like a dustbin truck for your house, okay? You know when they put it all in and it chomps it all up? It does that, okay? But what happens is you don't have to pay council tax on it because they don't need your bin men anymore. And then it just comes out and turns it into... something else.
Something else.
So if you want to go to www.themightychomper.com/UK
something else
slash the UK and we'll take it away. Then you can get a discount code on your first big mighty chomper with discount code
chomping and stomping.
Bin rubbish is romping.
Thank you.
I think. Yeah, thanks.
There we go. So it's just a giant Pac-Man that eats all your rubbish.
That's the only picture in my head. I think it had wheels.
Is it like Loose in the Garden?
I think it had wheels.
like Loose in the Garden on a chain. Like.
No, in my head it was just like... not in the right size in your kitchen.
It was too big. Just live
like
in
a
there.
Kitchen appliance.
Just
but like, it was
come on, move out of the way.
You got to walk sideways around it.
I'm trying to make a sandwich.
You're just smashing up your kitchen and that. You know, you just think,
I imagine you making that noise. You know the YouTube video of that guy, so, and then he just came bang, you know, like
that.
Just doing that, chained up in a garden.
Oh, he could get a bit naughty with it though, couldn't he? You could just, you know, when you just want to put stuff in a garbage disposal unit that you shouldn't put in there.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say if it'll chomp it.
I mean, I've not actually been in that situation.
There you go.
You can start a YouTube series called Will It Chomp?
There you go. This is what it's for, okay? Expanding on that a little bit, it's for if you want to just put stuff in that you don't need breaking, but you just want to see it get a bit fucking naughty. Just fucking
it's like when you see people throw things into them, you know, them grinder things that do that.
Yes.
Them ones.
It's one of them. It's to satisfy the need of like, oh, I shouldn't fucking grind that up.
I can't with up. Them things. I cannot get my head round why stuff don't fucking ping out.
Some of the times it does.
Not very often though.
I've seen videos where it does.
I feel like I do it all the time. I saw someone throw a bike in there and nothing
happened.
It just folded in.
Yeah.
Whole tellies and everything. Yeah. That should pop, man. It doesn't. It just goes
to they just turn things to
shredded.
Paper, don't they? Don't matter what it is.
Yeah, paper. Big shredder thing.
That, if anything, they are. It's like one of the things. Don't you really want to put your fingers in it though?
Yeah, so
no.
badly.
I do know what's going to happen.
Same with my
brake rollers at work. I really want to put my leg in it.
I always think, you know, if you're wearing one of them rollers, then I'm like, what point do you die?
Like, where's the exact point of dying?
Yeah.
Is depends it, which way you go in. If you go in head first, I think it's quick.
Feet first, all right.
I think you go feet first, while.
And you get a mash up. What point do you fucking?
That's not the mash up.
I reckon it's about here. I reckon 2/3 up if you're going feet first, because you've got rid of 2/3 of your body.
I reckon you pass out before though, because at what point you die, you probably don't know because you'd just be too traumatic.
But I reckon all your vital organs are still going. I reckon when it gets to your guts, I reckon you've lost too much
blood. It does better than the Weight Watchers diet.
Yeah.
Where do you lose all that weight? Shredder.
Yeah, shredded wheat.
It brings a whole new meaning to the word getting shredded, doesn't it?
Yeah. Shredded wheat. Now try shredded meat.
Shredded me.
Shredded me, yeah.
Would you try and keep your arms up as you went in? Or would you?
I thought we'd moved on. I thought that was just a request.
Yeah, I quite enjoyed the request.
The whole podcast
like this. I thought that was it. If you want to just keep your arms up, I'll give it a go.
Yeah. I'll try. I was watching Big Brother the other day. They had to hold stuff above their head while they were dressed as an ant.
What?
It's Big Brother, innit? They do weird shit.
Please tell me it's Ant off of Ant and Deck.
You can put your hands down now.
I don't want it.
I
feel like free, man.
I feel free.
That Indian bloke, he's like, I don't need that hand, and he just left it there for 50 years.
What? No, it's not because he didn't need that hand. It was a protest, you dickhead.
No, he said, I don't need that, and he just didn't want it.
No, he did it in protest. He held his right hand
on
in the air.
On the post I saw, he said, this Indian bloke said, I don't need this arm anymore, so I'm just going to leave it. And he just left it. And his nails grew, and it somehow just left his arm like that forever.
He did it in protest.
Wouldn't it make more sense to leave it down there?
He did it in protest or something. I can't remember what it was.
It. But he said he didn't need it.
Because one arm was really skinny and the other one was bulking.
Bit of both.
Yeah, he's doing bicep curls with the other arm.
Yeah. I was like his antenna or something.
Tal's doing a mad Google, but I'm sure it was a protest for something. He kept his arm in the air for a load of years.
It's like 50
like
years,
just don't
man.
Get.
Yeah.
I think I could sleep
for religious reasons.
There you go.
Fuck off.
I'm assuming the religious reasons were the.
Praise be to Allah.
It may be. It may be. I assume it was because of an S Club party or something like that. Everyone knows it. There ain't no party like an S Club party.
No.
Yeah, true that.
All right, Pet, what were you saying?
I was just it's his devotion to the Hindu deity Shiva.
It's a lot of work.
Innit? Ironically, isn't Shiva
say,
the,
like you, Chief?
Ironically, isn't Shiva the one with loads of arms?
I think it is actually.
He's got four arms.
There you go.
Yeah, that's too bad.
You know what it really was? He was like, "Don't leave me hanging," and someone did. It's fucking dying.
He's like, "I'm not doing it."
That's it.
Dude, we know that. What was that song? Was like, "Now put your hands up." Oh.
All single ladies, isn't it?
Is it All the Single Ladies? Yeah, it's also All the Single Ladies. Someone turned it off, didn't they?
Is that Beyonce job?
Put your hands up!
And then someone went, that's enough of that.
It's
also,
what do you call it, isn't it? It's
I think I've just merged two songs there.
Beyonce.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Get it up. Now put your hands up. And they stay there.
Yeah. And they stay there.
He fucking committed to
never
that.
Never said at the end of that song, put them down now.
Yeah,
no, but after they just say up, down, up, down, up, he's obviously missed it.
Marlon follows
bad
the
translation.
Rules.
Bad translation.
Anyway, boys, peeves are good fives. What we say? Yeah,
I've got both this week.
Yeah.
So don't know if you want me to jump in there.
Yeah, go for it.
Fancy
it.
Go for it.
I've got a pet peeve.
Hmm.
It's the word spooky.
Yeah.
It's just shit, isn't it?
Yeah.
Nothing really is spooky.
Yeah. If something is spooky, but it's actually spooky, it's creepy, isn't it?
Yeah.
No. Yeah, no. So that's when it becomes spooky scary.
Yeah, but then
ooh, that's real spooky scary.
No.
Oh, no, that's spooky. That you go, ooh.
No, spooky scary is like a. Oh my! It is. It's creepy. With a humorous side.
Spooky is
it's like you can laugh about
spooky
it.
Spooky is
creepy. Creepy is
no.
Is creepy.
Spooky is if scary was sarcastic.
What?
Spooky is scary if it was sarcastic.
Oh, that was spooky. That
because scary. Oh, it's real scary. You go. Oh, I've probably like. Ugh. Whereas what? If someone goes, oh, it was really spooky. You get like it's like. Oh. Spooky.
What was supposed to be scary about wearing a bedsheet as a ghost?
I think it's more the depiction, isn't it? I don't think the ghosts wear the bed sheets. It's to make a human kind of look a bit
like a
ghost.
A bed sheet.
Yeah, but it's not.
It don't look
it's
like
not
a ghost, though, does it?
Well, no, because a ghost just looks like a human.
Wait, that's yeah. But just like if a ghost
I
was,
it's not
was
a very good
if
costume.
If the Addams Family died, that would be a normal representation.
I reckon that was just a big misunderstanding. Someone's been changing a bed once, and they've been stuck in the fucking sheet. And someone's gone, oh, I thought it was a ghost. And they're gone.
Yeah, but they've had to come out with that, isn't
it? It's an idea for a costume. No,
if you go to a fancy dress party, a Halloween party, with nothing, no, just as you are, you can't go, well, I'm just a ghost to me.
Not ghost to me, he could be dead already. And then you find out you actually died before, but oh, I remember. Who was it?
When that happened to me.
I remember that time I died.
What did you tell me once? Or was it someone else told me that they were driving past and they was like, oh, it's my mate in the window, and they waved to him until I died.
I said that.
Yeah, what's that about?
His boss died and he waved to him all the way to work. Yeah. He was
changing the bed.
That's very cool.
He's just stood there going, a fucking sheet. Come back, thought he was waving at him.
Well,
turns out he was dead.
No, but it's more the depiction, isn't it? You know what I mean? It's just to kind of go, ooh, it's a ghost.
The only
it's
one I've seen
part
is
of the costume.
Even Casper doesn't look like that. He's got no shape to him.
I like that big one off of Casper that fucking eats
Fatso.
Loads of shit and it just drops out the bottom of him and it's like makes me think of you.
What I don't what I don't get with Casper is the if we went into the lore of ghosts, where their legs?
They need to. They fly.
Well, it's the same.
Well, they have that little bit.
Do you have a sperm tail?
Yeah.
Well, the same thing I don't get is like the fucking ghost lore in that is the fact that they can move through walls and stuff. I'm like, why aren't you falling through the floor then?
That's always a bit weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm like, why are you falling to the centre of the earth?
It's just the same as like you know.
But
like,
they can go through the ceiling.
Yeah.
Makes no sense, does it?
When you hear about like. It's always like creepy places in it that have like got a ghost, and they're like, "Oh, you can hear the chains they were shackled in, and you can hear the fucking the bell that they used to ring." Like, who denotes what you get to take when you're dead?
Yeah, and what you're wearing and shit, and like, yeah, it don't make any sense.
You'd imagine that 90% of ghosts are probably wearing hospital gowns at this point,
most
with the bums
probably.
Hanging out, aren't they? But like, oh well.
Also,
like you work at a mechanics, yeah.
Yeah.
You're like kind of known for that, yeah. So you might die.
Oh, you can hear the rattle of spanners.
Yeah, you might die.
You can hear the
else.
Ghost of the 10mm socket.
Yeah. I don't understand, like, because a lot of the people that are like, oh, did they die here? Well, no. But they haunt here, and they have chains or a bell. It's always a chain or a bell,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Oh, like,
do
ghost.
You think that maybe someone's ringing a bell? Like maybe that's.
And it's always the same.
You can hear the ghost of the mechanics. He's doing a cam belt.
Yeah,
he's been doing it for the last 40 years, and now he's bound to it for eternity.
Every night on the 11th hour, you hear.
Like, you gotta think, if there's so many ghosts everywhere and like spirits and stuff like that, why are they all just the scary ones? Why are they? Because they're all different walks of life.
Unfinished like that, business.
Innit? I got told once when I was doing all my spirituality and I was probably having a bit of a breakdown at the time that I was like, oh, I don't work like that. And what I thought it worked like was, well, it's lockdown, I'm meditating in my house.
All the ghosts know how to go out.
I was, no, it was just like, I just wanted to chat. I thought it'd be like, all right. It'd just be like,
yeah.
Hey, you, what have you been up to? I'm a bit bored. You could tell us about when you was a chimney sweeper then.
Yeah.
And it'd be like, I can pull the kettle on.
One famous chimney sweeper. One thing I've just thought of. All of the ghosts predominantly are like old, like Tudor times, wearing their Victorian stuff, all like creepy, creepy, creepy old stuff.
Spooky, spooky.
There's no modern ones, is there?
No, there's not many like, oh, did you hear the ghost of the IT technician?
Yeah.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
The Virgin Media ghost.
The ghost of Devo. Devo, because they're like, oh, you fucking dickhead.
Isn't it? Because they would be how they are. And I think, yeah, what the fuck? Where are all these other ghosts, man? Why is it always just the creepy ones? Because surely there are ghosts out there that probably don't realise they're dead. And they're just like, not trying to be creepy. They're just like,
oh,
right,
sorry.
What are you up to? And I'm like, not much. And he's just like, oh, I think I'm dead. And I'm like, well,
I did watch.
I think I might be dead.
We'll just crack on. Like, can you eat? Do you want a Squares bar or something?
I did watch Afterlife with Ricky Gervais. That's not Afterlife. Afterlife's the sad one, isn't it? fucking hell, what's it called? I can't remember.
You think about it.
It's filming Ricky Gervais, but Ghost Town.
Yeah.
Basically, he dies and then comes back to life, and then he can see and talk to all of the ghosts that are walking around like normal people. But because he can see them like normal people, it takes him a minute to realize that they're ghosts. He just thinks these weird people are following him, going, "You can see me?" And he's like, "Yeah." I'm like, "Oh, I'm from the 1940s. What do you mean? Well, I'm a ghost. You're not supposed to be able to see. You're alive, aren't you?" Because like, this guy crosses the road and then he thinks this truck's going to hit him, but it just goes through him. And he's like, hang on, I should have killed you. What the fuck's going on? And then all these ghosts are basically just trying to get him to do loads of shit. It's quite funny.
Yeah. There's a similar thing called, I think it's called Ghosts. It's got the girl out of Fresh Meat in it and some other dude. And she has a knock on the head and they move into this big mansion and it's haunted by like loads of different eras of ghosts that died there. And there's like a caveman, a World War II guy, just an old Victorian lady.
Mm.
It sounds like it's a very similar thing. Yeah.
But only she can communicate and they're like, tell them that. And then she has to like put the laptop on for him to watch videos and stuff because they can't.
Yeah, it's basically the same program then. I bet he's obviously reinterpreted that. It's very good. It's funny.
Mm. Nice. I've got a good vibe.
What's that?
Yeah?
Yeah. So, situation happened to me, and it was it did make me a good vibe. Chavs don't want to change their ways.
Right, yeah. Right. I'm here.
So, it was at work the other day. This geezer comes in stinking of weed, and he literally comes in the front of the shop, and it's like a catwalk in front, and he goes, I'm a chav and I want to change my ways.
Did he say that?
Yeah, he said that. He said that just like that.
Oh, self-awareness.
And then Boston was like, what do you mean? It was like, you got a job? And I was like, he was like, I'm not hiring at the moment, mate. And he was like, well, you got a card? And he was like, what do you mean? He was like, a leaflet. And I was like, what? He was like, but literally, had a seamstress's card that come round earlier in the day, just say oh, that if you need work doing and whatnot. And he's like, you can have this one if you want. And he's like, who's it? He's like, said, oh, it's Julie. And he was like, is she all right? And he's like, yeah, I think she's fine. He was like, damn, cheers for that, mate. And as he was walking out, he's like, I'll be back in here next week. I won't be a chav anymore.
Wow.
What a guy.
Yeah. Chavs don't want to change their ways.
At least he's trying to do something about it.
I said it proud and loud. I'm a chav and I want to change my ways.
Fair dues.
Imagine if like that was it. He was just like, no, I've decided. Yeah. Woke up, he's like, I'm at it with being a chav. It's just hard work. Yeah. I want to change my ways.
That's the real life example of, you know, when you say, do you reckon cunts just wake up one morning and go, I'm a cunt.
Yeah.
I'm going to stop doing that.
Yeah, I'm going to change your ways. The fact it was
I'm
like,
a cunt, I'm going to change my ways.
It was like, you got a card. And at one point, it was like, what do you mean? A leaflet? And I don't know what you mean, mate. It was like, you got a number. And I was like, well, it's one of Julie's. Julie, you all right? Yeah?
He's having a time.
So you got a number? Yeah. Shop is like, yeah, six.
Yeah. It was like, yeah. He wanted to change his ways. I mean, he might not be a chav anymore. He might be wearing fucking
Are
suit.
Are you excited? What, do you know when he's coming back in?
Well, he said this week some point, and I expect to see him as like a seamstress now.
Or like coming in with like a full gentleman top hat. Yeah. Like, he turns up in a carriage. He's like, yeah. I've changed my ways.
No, I hope he walks in the next week and he goes, I'm a gentleman and I want to change my ways. Do you have a card?
When I once was a chav, it was the ghost of Christmas past.
The ghost of chav's past. Yeah.
Producer Dal?
Isn't that the plot of Kingsman?
Yeah.
I want to change my ways.
That's it. Maybe he's got a laser gun now or something.
I don't know if anybody noticed little producer Tal.
Little Tal.
Come say hello.
Come say hello, Tal.
Hello.
Hey, Uncle Tal.
Yeah, so I was like, yeah, cool, change your ways, man.
That is a good vibe for me.
Yes.
I want more chavs that want to change their ways.
Yeah, because
not because I'm not a fan of chavs, because they do provide a service, I believe. But like,
in some respect.
But the mentality of like, that's it. And the fact that he's come into a suit shop and gone, this is where I start.
Literally.
And I start not with a suit, but with a card.
Wait,
the suit place.
But with a statement. That's where he started.
For a seamstress that is out in Retford.
Isn't it just seamstress?
Seamstress.
It's just
seamstress.
She's not a mistress of the sea.
She is now.
He's a seamstress.
She is now. He is Big Dick Swingman. Can he come in? Hello.
He knows what he wants. He knows how to get it.
Job. Yeah. He just laid his cards flat on the table.
Well,
please. When he comes in next week, he says, you got any jobs? Go, yeah, you can have mine if you want. Say like that.
Yeah.
Just leave. See what your boss
does. I'll swap you, mate.
I'm a suit salesman. I want to be a chav.
Give us Burberry hat. Let's swap.
Yeah.
Like Freaky Friday, but for like.
Yeah, we'll give it a go.
But for salesman.
Give it that blunt.
I think they should do that. You know how they do like foreign exchange when you're in school? They should do like job exchange. Like for 1 week a year, you just have to find someone, you have to swap jobs with them.
Yeah.
Just do like work experience, do different shit.
I'll be up for that. Yeah.
That'd be good.
I think you'd have to take brain surgery off the table, wouldn't you?
Nah, fuck it.
Give me a gap. I've got this brain tumour, I'm going in for this big operation
somewhere.
Fuck, it's National Work Experience Week.
If I was talking about
like old Mr. Bean with his thing, just fucking hacking his head off.
Everyone's got a brain, man. Everyone's got a brain.
Yeah, Sharp is like, I'll be doing his surgery today. Yeah. Don't worry about it. I got one of them.
That's usually what I say to sell suits. I'm like, I bought that the other day, mate. I've got that.
So you're confident with the brain surgery because you have a brain?
Yeah.
No, I can work on that.
So I've just thought someone would want to talk
about
it. I'm
confident. It'd be like, look, I've got one, mate. I'll pick one of them. It's mint. I've got one of them. So don't you worry, mate. If there's one in here, there's one on there. It's fine. Let's crack
on. Sharpie just fucking lifts up. Yeah, it's in there. Weld it back on.
Yeah, you'd hopefully just see what's wrong with it. Like, you'd just be like,
sometimes I don't think it's that. I don't think it jumps out at you, does it?
Well, the problem is you would not know because it'd obviously be bleeding because you've cut the head off.
That is a big disadvantage.
So right, internal bleeding is now external bleeding.
That's why
now external bleeding.
Yeah.
Good news and bad news. The internal bleeding has stopped. Bad news is the external bleeding has started.
I would
quite profusely.
Who did this says is that I've got internal bleeding in, and I thought, well, that's where the blood's supposed to be.
Yeah.
I would, if I was doing that, I would get one of them. You know what the dentist uses with the air?
Suction!
Yeah. No, yeah. Just get that, clean it up.
He's there with his fucking blood off it.
Yeah.
Get all the blood off it.
He's a bit of fluff in that.
Just in with a straw.
Yeah. I'd probably poke it just to make sure it's bumpy, like a brain.
So then, smooth that out.
And then I would look at their face to make sure that they're still alive.
Does that hurt?
You poke him with it like that.
Yeah,
yeah, that works.
He's just trying it. If that makes you go like that, then don't do that. You know?
Sharpie's like...
Oh, too far.
Sharpie's like jabbing. He's like, oh no, his hand's turned fake.
Yeah. Fold it until something hurts, and then when it hurts, don't do that.
Yeah. Surely the surgery is to stop the hurting.
Well, yeah, but if that's going to hurt a bit more, innit? So eventually just you'll be like, well, I'll just get on with it.
I broke out the fake hand in cubes the other night.
Did you?
Shopper ran away.
Both of them out.
He just ran away.
I thought he was just here and it wouldn't translate.
I got double fake hands.
Watching the episode, I was like, that is vile.
It looks disgusting.
You make it longer somehow. I don't get it.
It's easy.
No, I don't like. Don't stop.
Just apply. Apply fake hands. There we go.
No.
Yeah, they're horrible, man.
Yeah, so we bring it. Well, we didn't deal with spooky, so it's spooky going.
I think get rid of spooky, mate.
You just say creepy.
Yeah.
Spooky that's scary creepy. Is for like when you can't take the piss.
Yeah, but, spooky like, isn't scary.
Spooky
isn't
scary is for like a toffee apple. Like, oh, it's Halloween. Yeah. But it's a toffee apple.
It's like what we were talking about last week, isn't it? With the whole, like, just shoehorn in a scary title for it. Like.
I've noticed, since you said about it last week, I've noticed loads of like shops making things, just putting the word spooky into stuff that doesn't need the word spooky.
They haven't made it any more Halloween.
No.
It's just.
Those, these spooky. Spooky. Like knives and forks.
The fact that pumpkins are considered spooky is Halloween. It's a vegetable.
It's a just, squash.
It's fruit. It's a fucking fruit.
Is it a fruit? It's a fruit, isn't it? Is it a fruit or veg?
Tell them that. It's a veg because it seeds on the inside, I think.
Yeah, I think it would be a fruit.
It's fruit. It's a squash.
Yeah. Now, why is a fruit and the colour orange considered Halloween? And yeah, innit? I fucking love orange. Sunsets, but I don't look at sunset and shit myself.
Just so you know, we are a week late on this episode.
That's fine.
That's to get everyone here every year. It's fine.
We'll call it spooky.
Yeah, what's orange and a fruit got to do with scary?
My daughters, they did the pumpkin carving to put it outside and that. And like I thought this year, she's probably going to smash it because she's like got quite good at like being able to draw and actually gone past the point of it just being shapes, and it's like I can actually fucking tell what that is, you know, is a fucking ass.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? But she put she did something I've never seen before on a pumpkin. Yeah. So like, you know, you do the eyes and you do the mouth and you're like, that's a fucking face on there. And I was like, what's that bit? What's that? And she's like, that's the hair. She cut out a hole for the hair, so they've got this weird pumpkin outside of our house that has like this part of it that seems to like it protrudes up and out. It's really fucking weird.
Oh, she carved it.
So there's just a big load of like a big rectangle
really define the face?
That just goes round, but it's like the front of the face, so like you got the pumpkin like this, and then it just looks like she's cut a whole bit round it, so it kind of comes out like that now.
What, 3D?
So the skeleton's just like
it's just the soul trying to get out of the pumpkin.
It's weirdly unsettling.
Get a picture.
I'll get a picture and put it up and
Hey, Star.
It's fucking weird.
Yeah. Extra points. 10 points to Gryffindor.
Why have you put if you've put hay this ad? Like add bit to the pumpkin to it to add hair. The hair is never a hole.
It depends though. I once carved a pumpkin out and made a dachshund.
You carved a pumpkin out of a dachshund?
I carved a dachshund into a pumpkin.
Right. I was concerned you had dismembered someone.
I carved a dachshund like a pumpkin.
Look at that. This fucking...
Oh, my God.
The brain surgery went well. I sorted this out.
I'm a vet now.
Maybe that's where the fucking scary pumpkin comes from. It was actually half dead dog.
it was a pumpkin.
Someone gets something like, look at that, spooky.
Yeah, I did it once. Got me out. Fucking carved a dog into a... pumpkin.
You went, look at the sculpting on.
Yeah, that. Put a candle in it. It was like, it's the dog. Cool.
Cool.
Yeah, did that one.
Anyway, you draw my picture. Yeah, I got a bone to pick with you.
I'll do it live. Picture.
I draw me. It just started drawing me a picture about 3 years ago. It's half done.
Not 4 months ago.
It's longer than that.
Dude,
it's longer than that because I was going to do it for Amy's last birthday or for Christmas. Can't remember.
It's not been more than a year.
You went away on holiday. And you were drawing it on holiday.
Not that one.
Of Pyro?
Yeah.
Yeah, you started on holiday. Or just after the holiday?
It was just after. It'd be in February.
This year?
Yeah.
What month are we in?
Another one.
It's still nearly been a year. Stop being depressed. Draw my fucking picture.
Listen.
Stop dealing with your mental health,
ain't
man.
Got fucking time.
You know them
for
therapy
that,
sessions
mate.
You're going to? Just knock one on the head. Do my picture.
Yeah, alright.
Sound.
Right,
thanks.
I'll get it, John. I'm just going to do the rest of it like that. Real fucking shit.
Make sure you cut the hair out of the top.
Yeah.
I'm protruding. What's that? That's his hair.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to do Phantom of the Pyrex. I've drawn half his head. I'm going to draw a mask on the other side.
Yeah. It's a smiley face.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, didn't see his dog.
Yeah. So thanks.
Yeah. So, right. So, Spooky's gone.
Yeah.
And I'm a chav, I want to change my ways. Welcome to Utopia. I've got a little good vibe this week.
No one cares, move on.
Why have been like this?
Oh, go on, I'll let you.
No, because I think you're going to dig this.
Go on.
And I want it in Utopia because it's not in the real world anymore. Free shit in your cereal and crisps.
Oh, yes!
Whatever happened
what
to
a
that?
Time to be alive.
They used to put Zogs in crisps, didn't
there's
they?
A time when they put actual fivers in crisps.
Oh, really?
Can't you remember?
Oh, fucking yeah.
It was like a folded up fiver. And you were just like... Fuck it, I make money eating crisps.
They put much
I remember
money
they, did, can you remember?
I remember when
it
money.
Might have been a little bit before your time, but it was a little like a sachet. No.
In cereal, CD demo discs.
Yes, I got a fucking Dance EJ in my fucking...
Dance EJ.
Yeah, I was like, it was a little one, wasn't it? It was on the front of the... And I was like,
when tiny discs.
Buy me those fucking Cinnamon Grahams, you bitch, because I want fucking Dance EJ. I am going to be a mega superstar, I'm going to make music, I'm going to be like this, and I've got cereal.
What was that? What was
cereal
that,
to fall back
what was
on.
That DJ keyboard?
Oh, that was
DJX.
I had one of them with the decks. Yeah, the two fucking decks. It's a massive unit.
It was a piano. It was like a keyboard, but there was like a scratch pad.
There was two variants.
Yeah.
There was the DJX I and the DJX IB. So you probably, I think I had the IB, which is a keyboard.
Yeah.
And it had like a little scratchy thing in it, and you could do all looping and patterning. And then there was the one that was like this big old fucking breeze block with two discs on it, and you could do real scratching.
Yeah, and had trigger button things on it and that. It was massive. Yeah. It was a big fucking thing.
Yeah,
I never knew how to use it.
The keyboard one was sick, man, because it had all them features, but it was a keyboard as well. So you could play along, do all these patterns, and you'd be like, and you'd just be like.
That's mad. I wish I still had that. I remember getting it and like, I am a superstar DJ. Here we go.
Fun fact, it's still in mum's loft.
It's in my mum's loft. Should I get it out? Bring it in for an exclusive. We'll just bang it on here.
Yeah. And we just make some beats.
It's that old and fucked that the somehow on an electronic keyboard the keys are out of tune. That's how old it is. Because I tried to use it to record, but I think basically the inners are just that knackered.
I can't not come to that. I can't not do it. I just looked over and Tal's got a picture of Fat Tony the Tiger on.
Why?
I don't know.
I was looking for the cereal toys and I was just like, what were the little minecarts that you used to get with gold nuggets? And then that came up.
It's just Fat Tony the Tiger. Can you pivot it at all just so Sharpie can see? Can you see that?
You see?
It's just the Fat Tony the Tiger.
Fucking obese.
That's what you get if you eat too much cereal.
That's Tubby the Tiger.
Tubby the Tiger.
They stopped doing it because it was like promoting kids having sugary stuff.
They were so good there. And nothing I love more than eating 2 to 4 fucking massive.
2 to 400.
massive bowl of Cocoa Pops.
Oh, it's sick.
I still reckon there's a gap in the market for... You're right. You know, like, the nans make shredded wheat and stuff like that.
The post-cereal milk.
Yes.
Yeah.
So basically, if you want Cocoa Pop chocolate milkshake, it is made by leaving it in the fucking Cocoa Pops.
And then draining it off.
And they drain it off, and then you got Cocoa Pop chocolate.
What would happen if you fed a cow and solely on Cocoa Pops?
Has it got milk or not? That's cannibalism.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. Would the milk turn chocolatey?
I think it'll give it like Down syndrome.
Because people say about like grass-fed cows, don't they? What about Cocoa Pops fed cows?
Grass-fed cows don't have chlorophyll-filled milk, do they?
Might do.
Well, they don't. Tal looks like he's getting sucked off by a fucking Uber.
No, are we not going to touch on the fact that Sharpie thinks cows drinking milk is cannibalism?
I glossed over it because I know where it's coming from, but I know it's not cannibalism.
You're getting some sort of disorder if you do that.
No. What do you think baby cows...
It's only like Hills of Eyes for cows.
What do you think baby cows...
What do baby cows drink?
Water.
Milk.
Water.
That's isn't the trick of like milk.
You know when you're a baby...
What do cows drink?
You know when you're
a baby...
You
know when you're a baby... That's what it's for.
You know when you're a baby and your mum got a wabs out and you went, oh, gizzigo.
Yeah,
that's what I did last week.
Yeah,
It's milk.
Yeah, but I'm not made of milk.
Neither are cows.
No, cows aren't.
They
milk
just make
sacks.
Milk. They're not made of milk.
You got a load? No. That's why there's white.
Otherwise, they'd be so wobbly.
Yeah, well, have you ever fucking pushed a cow?
Yeah, but they don't ripple.
Well, it'd be like a waterbed. I don't know what's going on in a cow.
If you shove a cow, they don't go. Wum, wum, wum.
Yeah, I ain't never shoved a cow. I ain't go near a cow.
Look like they've got really wet noses, though.
They have got wet noses. They're I so like wet. It. Remember them ones from Wales?
Yeah.
They're so. They're
look
cute.
Like constantly going.
A cow's udders.
Yeah, but any sudden movement, they're like.
A cow's udders. Have they got fucking 8 pistons going on that all
four.
Do milk?
Four.
And they no,
they've got milk. Two of them are milk. One of them's Sprite, and one of them's just soda water.
You can do that. You know, and you get everything.
Yeah, you get it all.
It's like Five Guys.
There's all the milk in that fucking ball, then.
I think mainly, yeah.
No,
not
no.
In the bottom of the.
No,
udders.
It's just like a boob. A boob doesn't just contain. It's not just skin full of milk, is
no,
it?
No, I think I know where you're coming from. I feel like you could give it a good old stab in, and it just all come out. The cow would suffer. But I feel
no,
like
it would bleed.
I feel like a lot. Yeah, there'd be blood as well.
That's
but like,
suffering.
I feel like a lot
external
of that.
Bleeding.
A lot of that is a milk holder.
Possibly. It's like that. Have you ever seen that picture?
Because the milk's
of
the, in a breast. Yeah, that's I why suppose, they get like in a woman. The, they oh, prego tits.
Have you ever seen that?
And you get a snack.
No, I mean, a cow's got one big old uniboob.
Basically,
yeah, with
yeah.
Four nips. Four long nips like that.
Long four ones. Long old fucking nips.
It's because they've got really long snouts and they go.
Yeah.
Did you know a cow has four stomachs and they have to digest things and then they regurgitate it 3 times before then digesting it into 4 different stomachs and they poo it out?
Yes, it's not quite like that.
I thought it just goes from one stomach to the next.
No, it's technically one stomach, but it's all like 4 sections, I believe.
More to the point, just back on the boob talk. have you ever seen that picture of like that shows you all the bits of where the milk goes in the boob?
Yeah.
Fucking gross, isn't it?
Well, like the web of
yeah
milk.
That made me want to cut my own face
what
off.
What the fuck is milk? It's like legit. Like
it's just white and water.
White and water.
What in it? Like, but dairy.
Proteins.
Dairy. Oh, we just accept that. It's fine, isn't it? Dairy. Yeah.
Dairy.
Just come. We wank a cow. Comes out. Drink it. It's nice. What the fuck? Why is it white? Why? What's calcium? Why does that happen?
This is far too deep for me, mate. Like that's
isn't it?
That's the same as literally anything, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah no,
it's just the name we've
milk.
Collectively gone. Yeah, it's milk.
Hey, it's fine. Like, what? Who's wanked a cow off and gone fucking hell? Some jizz come out of that. Like it comes out of us.
Well, like,
let's have a slurp on that bad boy.
Well, I imagine. I know there's obviously the famous joke of like someone who discovered it, but I'm imagining that they probably went that cow's doing that similar to this. I wonder if we can utilise that.
Yeah. Hey, Dave, have a suck on that.
Yeah, no, not just gone. Oh well, you know, blah, blah. They're just like, oh well. Like that, we could probably work with that. I wonder if we get some of that, whether we could do that and we could survive off it.
Yeah, but yeah, if a chicken has a piss, you don't go, oh, it might be lemonade.
Well, it might be. Have you tried it?
Exactly. I'm not doing that. I don't have any chickens. But
luckily, in 2023, we've got to a point where most people have tried most things. That's how we know that, like.
And we're still finding new shit.
Yeah, so many berries are poisonous. Because at some point, someone's going, oh, I'm going to have one of them. Oh, fuck, he's dead. Don't eat them ones.
Don't eat them ones.
That's how it started.
Yeah.
Like, we knew nothing to start with. And everyone was like, let's just try it all. If people die, we won't do it.
Yeah. Don't do that.
Why is milk good for cereal?
I had a bloke come in through a glass of milk at me today.
But why is butter good on toast? You don't put milk on toast.
No, but we just leave it to fester for a while, then slather it up.
That's. I'm not getting into it.
What's it with wanking everything off? The Amish man. Fucking man bastards.
If you didn't have telly, like you went for about 4 weeks without any Wi-Fi and you started doing some questionable shit. You was listening to World War II sounds. Do you know what I mean? Like
it was about 3
days. I'm going to wank that cow off.
I'm going to make some butter with a broomstick.
Yeah. Like, yeah, but as if they sat there like... Right, I'm wanking off a cow.
That's it.
At some point, someone thought had a naughty little sexy thought, didn't they?
And
they
didn't.
Thought, I'm going to fucking tug on you, son, see if you like it.
They didn't do that.
Made a little
because
pile of fucking
I imagine
cereal
if they
juice.
Were going to do that, they wouldn't go to a female cow. They'd go to a big old bullock and be like, hey, old boy.
Hey, what's in your dick?
But there's only one there. They were like, I'm going to get on the Audrey, get on all of them.
They're all floppy, they're no good.
Well, they're fucking
good for inserting.
Don't try him. He's give it a go. He knows all about cow's penises.
I've wanked it.
Tal.
Tal. Yeah. That's arguably the animal that I've wanked the most.
Yeah. Drinking his fucking cereal juice.
Yeah.
Tal, what comes out of your teats?
My teats?
Yeah.
Cottage cheese and.
Sad.
Yeah. Silt.
Wow. Was that, did you say Edam?
Cottage cheese and Edam, yeah.
Yeah. That's made backwards.
Madame?
Wait. Edam's made backwards.
It's made backwards.
Madame. Edam. Mad. Made. Made him. Good. It's cheese, isn't it?
Yes, it's cheese.
Don't like lay down with the old.
Yeah, it's
oh, didn't mean to do that, sorry.
Jesus.
The seat.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't see fucking Tesco, so.
Right, so as long as Sharpie gets Wi-Fi, he won't resort to wanking off.
The word.
Yes.
You're funny guy.
You're funny
guy. He's got it. Thank you.
Yeah, so as long as Sharpie has Wi-Fi in his house, he won't resort to wanking off Donald Pump.
Yeah.
Very much.
You know, let's see what milk comes out of here, John.
Yeah.
Fucking hell, it might taste better than the fucking day-to-day milk in our fridge, you never know, yeah.
You know when it's that day and it's gross,
fucking nipple
there
gross
is the
cheese.
Option of putting it in the bin. That's always an option. Just go throw it out there.
That's what you can do.
It's not mine to throw away.
Throw it out.
Yeah. It's not mine to throw away.
No, don't throw it out. Just put it in the bin.
I love this box. No, it's not mine to throw away, is it?
I'll get it quick.
If it's fucked, throw it. It's not like he's like, oh, well, that's like an old T-shirt. Don't go through his wardrobe going, oh, it's an old T-shirt of his, I'm going to throw it out. If it's gone off, there is no use for it.
Yeah.
Just go, he's not going to drink
that. If you leave it long enough.
Or you get him in and you go, mate, either down that now or I'm throwing it out.
Or
how long just
well, knowing John will pump, he'll go right.
How long do you leave milk before it's cheese?
I was literally about to say, if you leave it long enough, it will not just turn into cheese.
Cottage cheese looks like it though. That's got to be similar.
No,
it's got to be like pasteurised and churned. Yeah. And
it's
all
to do with curdling. Pasteurised. You have to heat it up.
Comes around. Fucking yeah. Awesome.
I got blessed today.
Did you?
Yeah. Vicar said, bless you. I thought, ask her, brighten my day up that. It genuinely did brighten my day up a little bit.
Oh, I thought you got some holy fucking grail shit going on.
No, legit, Vicar, right? Vicar came in, Reverend Collins, he's not going to be watching, he will not. I'd highly, if you are watching, praise be unto you.
God fucking look.
Yeah. He is such a fucking don. He's a lovely bloke. He's top guy. And
do you know his tiny little TV collar?
Yeah, he does, yeah.
We don't wear him full TV.
No, but he looks like a little telly, doesn't it?
Nowadays they have little iPads in there. It's just all the kids entertained.
It's a little Teletubby.
It's a modern day Teletubby. But no, he came in and I can't remember what he said, but I gave him his car and I said something. And he went,
fuck off.
I said something. I related to that. I can't remember what it was, but he said, hey,
thanks for the car.
He went, hey, I'll do the blessings. You sort the car out. And I was like, you bloody bugger.
You
went, I'll see you later, bud. Yeah. Have a good one. And he was like, see you later, mate. Bless you. I was like,
I didn't sneeze.
Yeah.
You
feel different. Feel good.
I felt better. I felt a bit better. It's definitely legit lifted a little bit of weight. Because today's been pretty heavy, so it was good. Yeah. It was good.
I'm going to call bullshit.
Legit, he said
no,
the words.
No, I believe that.
He's a vicar, and he said,
that
bless
like,
you.
Oh, you know what? It just made all my problems. Did it fall?
No, the tiniest smidge.
What lifted your spirits was, fucking hell, a vicar's just blessed me.
Yeah.
That's what lifted your spirits.
I was waiting for him to say it, and I was like, oh, say it, please say it. Please say it.
I think the vicar blessing is like the opposite of like gamma radiation poison.
Yeah, no, it's good because I felt great, and then cunts walk through the door.
Yeah, and you still
did bless you well enough, didn't it?
No,
you deflect it. Deflect the cunts.
But it worked all right. It helped for a bit.
That's my mad protection.
It stopped me stabbing someone, so that's a bonus.
There you go.
No, you did that.
No.
The blessing didn't do that, did
the
it?
The Lord did it.
The Lord. Say the Lord, I did not kill someone today.
Yeah, yeah.
All that money spent on PPE during COVID, it could run blessing people.
Yeah, it's yeah. Like a bless.
It's funny, actually, bless you is what actually kill people.
Yeah. going back quickly to the collars.
Oh, yeah.
I think there's a gap in the market for us to do, like, you know, like the ticker tape LED screens.
Yeah.
So they can put, like, messages on there and have advertisement and stuff.
I thought, yeah, you could, you could do, you don't need to do the ticker tape. You could just do, like, a tiny screen. So it's just a tiny little billboard. And you could sell it out as, like, advertise here.
Yeah.
Or you could even have an MP3 player once. Little speaker.
Well, like, Windows Media Player.
Oh, no, you could do this MP4 player. It could have, like... Do you remember the MP3 player? Not the MP3 player. The Windows MP3 player. The Windows Media Player.
Yeah.
The visualizer.
Yeah, that's what I said.
That'd be cool. Little equalizer thing.
I heard my thumb.
Do you remember when you've been blessed?
You've had a bad day for someone who's been blessed.
Oh, bleeding.
Should we have a little break?
Yeah.
And then get on with doing something, aren't we?
Yeah.
We're doing something in a minute.
Look at that. Back in two.
See ya. See you tomorrow.
Bye. Bless you.
Utopia Project.
Hello, everybody. We're here to tell you about how you can support the show. Sharpie, how can this support us?
A couple of ways you can support the show, guys. You could go over to our Patreon and find more fucking sick content that is there for you for how much, John?
Yeah, as little as £3 a month. You can get yourself early access to our public episodes. All the knobheads get it on Monday. You'll get it on like Saturday or Friday or whenever we can be bothered to put it up. And then also you'll get a free episode, well, included exclusive episode every week on Wednesdays.
All of the stuff and the things.
Yeah, what else can we get? They get Jack.
Loads
come
of
on,
shit.
Jack. Jack,
like,
what
Jack,
stuff and Jack, things never, do we
you,
do?
You never remember the details.
What stuff and things do we do?
T-shirts?
Yes!
T-shirts! Yes! Woo! Come on! Yes! Get that!
Get T-shirts?
Yeah!
Oh! Fucking, we did that one.
Do you know what else you can get? T-shirts?
Yeah!
Oh, time's a charm.
Yeah,
hat trick, boys.
And if you're a Patreon member, you can get yourself some discount on that merch as well. Mm.
Yes, you can.
That's
very
pretty
nice.
Gravy, isn't it?
Yeah. Discount. Get
so, come join us in the pub for extra stuff and all the specials. We've got the piss up special on there, haven't we?
Patreon. That was a good one.
Yeah, I mean, can't remember it.
Yeah, you can't remember.
He died. You literally died.
I mean, for £3, it's worth just watching you be an absolute fucking menace.
Boom. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah. Cool.
Cool.
Yeah. Come see us over on Patreon or grab yourself a little t-shirt and all that.
Come have a go on us.
Utopia Project.
We're in the Thunderdome.
Yeah, boy.
Because we couldn't decide on a feature.
Yeah.
So go straight to the Thunderdome.
Yes.
And that's your lot.
There we go.
Who wins that one? Right,
don't smash your mic up, you duke.
You think you're a shagging party or something?
No.
It's just knock the mic.
What are we doing?
Rock the mic right.
So, this week, well, for those who haven't watched or listened before, I give the boys a category, they bring someone from that category, and we pit them together in a top trump style battle, try and find them a job. One gets cast into the Utopian volcano, and the other never to be seen again, and the other gets welcomed into the gates of the Utopia with a little kiss on their forehead. We are doing this week.
I like it.
Game show hosts.
Yeah.
Who's going first?
I'll go first. I'm going to go first.
Go on, Lisa.
I'll go first. Oh, you ready?
Yeah. Is Tal ready with the buttons?
Yeah. Go.
All right.
She was born on the 26th of September, 1944. After working in a news agency, she arrived in London in 1967 as the first young female trainee on the Daily Mail. Her mother's going-away present to her daughter was an MG sports car and a fur coat, because apparently she didn't like her, because MG shit. She originally started with an icy, mysterious appearance and persona, maintaining her deadpan delivery to funny and friendly moments throughout. In 2001, she was accused of hatred towards the Welsh after describing them as irritating and annoying while appearing as a guest in Room 101. She is best known for hosting the hit TV show The Weakest Link.
Ding.
Oh. It is the battle-hardened bitch that is Anne Robinson.
Anne Robinson.
Bring her down, Tal. Oh, you dropped her. You dropped
Don't drop her. Pick her up. You might have hurt her.
She's coming up, look. Let,
oh, no.
Drop her.
There we go.
Tal's not used to the buttons.
Yeah.
Pizza.
You are the weakest link. Goodbye. That's what you should drop.
Anne Robinson.
Do you know Lisa? Anne Robinson.
I'm
stop that. We don't do that here.
Bit moody, ain't you?
strong. Thoughts?
Good choice, to be fair.
Yeah.
I thought you was going to have Steve Harvey.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, he's the big teeth guy, isn't he?
Yeah, he's...
did we clash on the first one?
No.
Did you just say change it?
No.
The one that I sent you?
Yeah, it's already been picked.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it is.
I didn't have my cards, so I'm going to do some little magic on the podcast.
Yeah.
I don't know that I haven't done it on. You can't see that.
Magic.
Look at that.
Look at that.
Fucking
magic. Ready,
mate.
Sharpie?
Yeah.
Your time starts now.
This UK game show host is a rascal. His career has spanned many different areas, including comedian, singer person, actor, and general TV bloke. Throughout his career, he has also done many game shows where people give wrong answers to questions he asks, and he says, "Sorry, that's wrong, but have you enjoyed your time here?" They usually say yes. He was in Coronation Street, Law and Order, Doctor Who, and loads of other classics, which is why he's the best game show host, because he's good at pretending that he likes people. In 2019, he started in a programme.
He also starred in a program
about him and his son called said game show host and son. He was born in Watford in the past. In 1998, he played Buttons in Cinderella the Pantomime. He also played other things as well.
I watched that. It was good.
Yeah. He does laughing at contestants a lot because they are funny and slash or silly. He also laughs at words like Helmut Schmacker and Fanny Schmeller on The Chase, which is why that show is good. It is, of course, the rascal, Bradley Walsh, from loads of stuff he's done. Bradley Walsh,
yeah,
everybody.
Don't drop him, Tal.
You dropped him.
No, I just pressed the button.
No, you...
Why did
you keep dropping him, Tal?
You are the weakest link.
Up he goes, wait.
Yes, Bradley, it's The Chase. Chase him.
What are you doing? Right, let me try it.
Catch him, Denny. Catch him, Denny.
Catch him.
There we go.
Catch him, Denny.
Chase him, Denny. Chase him.
I'm holding her up.
Bradley Walsh.
Bradley Walsh.
Good guy, Bradley Walsh.
He is funny, funny.
Off
isn't
the bat,
he?
Before we do the jobs.
Yeah.
Who would you say was the winner?
Ooh.
Bradley Walsh.
Bradley Walsh. Brian.
Yeah. Aside from that.
Yeah.
I feel like Anne Robinson would be a very good police lady.
Yeah, she got a finger.
Because she'd turn up and just look at you like that and you'd be like, ooh. Oh, sorry.
So was Anne.
Sorry, Anne.
Someone's robbing someone at home. We don't do that here.
Robinson.
Right.
And the criminals will just be there like, a bit moody, ain't you? Yeah. And then stop.
Are you Robinson?
And Bradley Walsh.
Are you Robinson?
Bradley Walsh is a good guy, Bradley Walsh.
I don't think
you can be mad at him, though.
He is funny, funny man.
Yeah. He cracks up a lot on Chase, doesn't he?
He's fucking brilliant, yeah. He does on a lot of programmes.
He just forgets his job.
Yeah, he just starts pissing himself. I think they put things in for him to do that.
He was in Corrie.
He was, wasn't he? Yeah. Didn't he like run the fucking factory on there?
No, I feel like he just played Bradley Walsh.
Yeah, he made knickers and that, didn't he? It was Mike Baldwin's son.
Huh?
It was Mike Baldwin's son, wasn't he?
He couldn't be a son, he's old.
Yeah, but at the time he was a bit younger than Mike Baldwin.
It was a while ago.
I'm Mike Baldwin. it's a different one.
That's an impression of Kim Jong-un.
No, it's off Tim Eric, right?
Yeah, he goes, I work Bob with
Oh, yeah, it is, yeah.
He doesn't say, I'm Mike.
You can't
Bob.
Keep here for that long? Yeah, I can. I've got Eric Barwick. Oh, my God, they'll be here for days.
Yeah, he run the knicker factory. Underworld.
Yeah, Underworld, yeah.
Yeah. Bad boy, dog boy, dinner, man. Lager, lager.
Is that where Knickerbocker Glory's come from?
I no. thought that, but it's not.
What is Knickerbocker Glory?
It's pudding.
Pudding.
Ice cream pudding sundae type thing, isn't it?
Oh. Job?
Let's pull out a job. Jack signed off on this episode.
Oh.
It's a penguin picker-upper.
Obviously.
A penguin picker-upper, which is a legit job in the Falklands, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah, the planes take off and knock the penguins over and you have to go pick them up.
Oh, I mean, the biscuit.
No. Got a fun biscuit. Fun fact, did you know a penguin...
It's a bourbon.
It's a bourbon.
I've nearly...
It's a bourbon coming in juggler. Even says bourbon on it.
Yeah, oh, it's a big thing that's been revealed recently.
Bourbon. Penguins.
There's a famous jingle.
Everyone knows first.
Bourbon.
The brown one.
Bourbon.
Is made of chocolate.
No. What's the third advert in the, the trilogy?
Bourbon.
Got brown cream on it.
It's sandwich. No, it's chocolate sandwiched in the brown.
No. Bourbon.
The long thin brown sandwich never got a mix.
They're never gonna mix.
Yeah, I couldn't think of it.
That's very racially fueled, isn't it?
Oh God, no. Or on a sandwich.
Not a fucking lot.
Sandwich.
Part of the master plan, witch?
No. Greenwich. The long brown sandwich will stop you being a bitch. The biscuit of bravery.
Bravery. Aftershave on them.
Everyone has to have a bravery bourbon. Before they do risky things.
Is that or take Uncle Tal with them?
Got to have one of my special brave pills. It's a bourbon.
Is he alright?
Hello, we'll take Uncle Tal as well. Are you coming?
Are you coming, Uncle Tal?
Are you coming, Uncle Tal? Take your brave
bourbon factory.
Take your brave biscuit.
Yeah.
This will be extra brave bourbons.
Loads of fucking chocolate biscuits, man.
Biscuit.
What?
So
biscuit?
Many.
No.
You don't have to have any.
Let's go to a biscuit party. Do you want to come to a biscuit party?
Yeah, let's go to a biscuit
party. Oh, there'll be custard creams all over the place.
All
the jammy
colours.
Dodgers.
And shapes. Oh, and man. Things to dunk them in.
Oh, where are you going to dunk your hobnob?
Where would you dunk your hobnob first? At the biscuit party.
It's a problem if it comes out a chocolate one, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
I wouldn't go for a hobnob. It'd be something... like
a wagon wheel.
Oh, the size of a wagon wheel.
Size of a wagon wheel. Wagon wheels are arguably getting smaller now, though. Or yeah. Are we getting bigger?
Was it shrinkflation?
Yeah.
I like a gold bar.
Gold bars.
All of them there.
Is that classed as a biscuit or a chocolate bar, though?
I would say chocolate bar.
And biscuits, both.
No, but like a Kit Kat ain't a biscuit, is it?
Well, no, because it's wafer.
I'll just shut up, Tal. Shut up.
I'm a big fan of
logic.
I'm a big fan of Lidl's OTs. I know they're just hobnobs, but there's something slaps different about them.
Cheap.
Yeah.
I like a rich tea nowadays.
Rich tea's underrated.
Unsung hero.
Oh, no, I think digestives.
Digestives.
Yeah. Digestives.
No.
What?
No.
Digestive?
No.
Digestives.
No.
Yeah.
No. You got digestive and do not.
Yeah, the white chocolate digestive.
No.
I don't know how I feel about it.
They're a bit smaller than the normal one.
Be smaller?
Yeah. But they are nice. They are good.
Yeah.
I want them to do a white chocolate Jaffa cake.
Jaffa cake. Oh, I don't know though. Orange and white chocolate.
I'd manage.
I'd battle through.
Yeah, I get
battle through.
They should do like a cheese hobnob, shouldn't they?
A cheese hobnob.
Yeah, cheese and chocolate go great together, man.
Tell you what's the best biscuit. You know when you get the Jacob's cracker box and they add that biscuit, the Hovis biscuit in it?
It's bread.
That, yeah, it's like a tiny bread.
Oh, yeah. That was a different biscuit, man. Yeah. That was so good.
It was bread.
Yeah. What do you mean?
It was bread.
That's great.
Yeah, it was shaped like bread.
It was bread.
It's a digestive
biscuit. It's a digestive biscuit.
It's digestive.
What's
so bad about that, man?
Unless you think you are.
It's a pack of digestives, but it's a digestive.
No, digestive is not plural.
Yeah, digestive. You know, digestives were actually a thing to help your digestion.
I did hear this, actually.
I have ready for my indigestion.
So it's biscuit browns. You ever had biscuit browns?
What?
The biscuit browns.
No, what's that?
They're fucking like... Ugh. They're the driest thing what? On the biscuit browns. You can. You will have had them before. No, you must have had them before.
That's Auburn's.
No.
Biscuit brown.
Biscuit brown. But yeah, they're biscuit time. And brown. Biscuit browns, you get them in cadets when you're on camp. Usually you smash loads of them on a Friday and it stops you needing a shit all week. Oh wait, all the weekend. We used to go to camp when we was on cadets. Go to Beckenham. Yeah. I went a couple of times, and one of the tricks I learned was if you smash loads of them on a Friday, you get them in your rat packs, so ration packs, and you would smash as many as you had on Friday, and it would basically just block you up for the weekend, so you didn't have to go for a shit.
Well, why was that such a bad thing?
Because
you get bummed as soon as you open your bum.
No, if you went,
you expose your arse.
If you went out on fieldcraft, you have to shit in a bush, and that's not ideal. So if you block yourself up, you don't have to do it.
Cool.
So have biscuit browns, and then you just fucking empty yourself when you get back. It lasts about 3 or 4 days on biscuit browns.
Are they good?
Not really. It's like eating cardboard.
No, really.
I remember the tuck shop at Beckenham. It was my favourite part.
If you imagine...
Of course it was. Like, the buffet's always the favourite part.
Yeah, if you imagine eating like a mouthful of sand.
I don't want to imagine.
That's almost how dry it was.
Could get down. It's got sugar on it?
No, it's literally just... It's like cardboard, but dry.
Cardboard is dry.
But drier.
I can't imagine carbon very.
Yeah, it's not. It's weird. It's like eating crackers.
Yeah, I like that. I like eating dry crackers.
Imagine like wholemeal crackers. Kind of like that.
Fucking love of crackers, man. Bit of Lurpak on it.
I bet you enjoyed them as long as you're fucking weird.
Yeah, probably.
We're just over them.
Fucking
Martin Mills with the one man.
Martin Mills with a little cow on it.
Oh, was that
full circle about what we've been talking about.
Yeah, I don't mean to brag. We got chocolate malted milks in there.
What? Which size chocolated?
One of them.
No. Jay.
The one with chocolate on.
No, but like, do you still see the cow and that and all?
Yeah, on the other side.
The decals
on the other side. Still got decoration.
The bottom of it is chocolated.
It might be the top. Don't know.
Where's the cow on it?
Yeah, but surely if you chocolate it, that becomes the top.
No, don't. You can
depends. It depends where the you know because it has like a mesh off the factory line
on
the bottom, and then you know it's the bottom, like the bottom of a Tulloch's tea cake.
Do you want to grab one and figure out what the top is?
We know what the top is. It's where the cow is.
Oh, no. But I don't think that's the top because the cow cannot be face down.
But
you can't put chocolate on the bottom, can you?
Yeah, of course you can.
It's not an asymmetrical biscuit. It goes like that shape, and the top is where the cow is on the top.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, man.
I disagree.
You're a fucking
We'll have a look at it after
liar.
The show.
Cool. No, we don't need to look at it. I know.
That addicted to him. I remember when I was in primary school, I used to tell the teacher, I used to have tummy ache, didn't want to go out on do playtime.
You know you're at school because you call it tummy.
But yeah. I used to sit, because I used to get one biscuit at break time, and I used to sit in there and munch the old fucking box. I used to eat so many malted milk biscuits, man. They were fucking amazing.
Oh, family circle biscuits. That's a who, isn't it?
No. I get one every year.
You shouldn't.
Why?
Because they're fucking got a family shit. Now.
They're not, they're sick.
They're fucking wank. There's about three good biscuits
in
there.
Got that weird, like, salted Jammy Dodger that they have.
They're not supposed to be salted.
Why do they put one in foil? Why is one protected?
It's mint in it.
Yeah, it's mint.
Stop flavour going on everything else.
Is it?
I think
so. Oh, I thought it was just, that was like the king
biscuit.
Like
if you put a Nana in your lunchbox, everything is Nana then.
Have you ever had broken biscuits, bags of broken biscuits?
Yeah.
They're banging, you get so many treasures
in there.
They
should not charge for them. They should be available for free.
Yeah.
You should be able to go to B&M and go, bag of broken biscuits, please. Because you're buying a broken product.
Yeah.
I like that.
If you give us like 40 quid, you can have that bag of broken tellies.
I like the way they do it with that, but they don't do it with anything else.
No, they do. They do it in this sweet shop. They do all the broken, like, different, like, quality streets and different chocolate bars, big bag of broken chocolate bars. They're fucking amazing. You just eat handfuls.
Come in
and
sack, you just fucking lob over your shoulder. Tom?
They do wonky veg now as well, so it's...
Yes. Yeah. They used to do that with, like, eggs and shit, didn't they? Just throw them out. So I know, it's still a good egg, man. No wrong with that. Double yolkers. Bullshit. Done.
Too right.
Fucking love double yolkers. Double yolker duck eggs. Ah. Oh. Chest kiss.
Chest kiss.
Chef's kiss.
Chest kiss.
Chest kiss.
Jack's free to take the king.
Ron! No!
Not Hermione. Not someone else.
Not Hermione. Not me. No, yo! No,
yeah, oh, that was it, yeah, yeah. Me.
Him. Yeah.
Bourbon.
Bourbon!
What's better, bourbon or Krispy Kreme? It's definitely Krispy Kreme.
Bourbon. Yeah. Bourbon.
Piss off.
Cause, cause he says, man. Cause he says.
You eat bourbons when they're fucking there. They don't let sound that.
They are, they're a bit, you know, kind of underrated.
Bourbons are kind of
like
on their own. Custard creams are only good for Dunkin'.
Nah, custard creams are
creamy,
mom,
aren't
mom,
they?
Mom.
Hello.
Oh, you get them down.
My favourite one is doing the penguin straw.
Arguably.
You buy opposite ends off a penguin, suck your tea through it, and then melts it from the inside. It's banging.
Try that with a Ferrero Rocher.
Oh
no, it's round. I didn't bite an end off it. Yeah.
Last time I met Ferrero Rocher was when it was Shaggy's.
Shaggy's Ferrero Rocher.
Our parents have a friend who always had a pocket full of nuts, and it turned they used to offer people. It turned out that it was actually the nuts from inside Ferrero Rocher's, but she'd eaten all of the outside of the Ferrero Rocher.
It was, yeah.
And they kept the nut in her pocket, and then I was like, "Do you want a nut?"
Yeah. Someone's pre-sucked.
I remember when I was personal training at Fit for Less, I had my little sports shorts on. I used to carry around a loose ham sandwich.
Why?
I was hungry.
So what did you just carry it around?
I was like, "What are you doing?" I was like, "That was it. Eat it."
There's a hamstring joke there somewhere.
In my pocket, there was only pocket and ham sandwich. So it was clean.
Sandwich. What are you got in your pocket? Pocket and ham.
Yeah. Pocket ham, bread, bit of spread. Pocket ham bread and spread. Yeah.
Poor man. Right, so who's going to be the best penguin picker upper?
Sorry,
right?
I need to make a correction on this. It's actually a penguin erector.
Is it?
Yes.
A lot of animal phallacies in this show.
Yeah. Why is he wanking off penguins?
Probably want to see where the milk came.
To earn money.
Sorry, I misinterpreted this job title. I think Bradley Walsh, because I think he would be in stitches every time one fell over, and then it'd just be him laughing trying to pick him up.
Yeah, I feel like Anne Robinson would probably be like, "Get up, get up, get up,
like, this
get up, you're the shittiest penguin, get up."
Yeah, Anne Robinson would shoo him away before they fell over.
Go near it.
Whereas Bradley Walsh, I think he'd just watch him fall over and be like, look, they're gonna do it again, they're gonna do it again.
I also like the idea that maybe we could dress Bradley Walsh up as a penguin so they didn't get frightened.
Ironically, I was going to say that.
See him just like...
And Robinson does look like a penguin.
No, she looks like a crow.
I think if she was a bird, she'd be a magpie. I want my bird.
She'd be horrible.
This is not my bird. I want my bird.
Bradley Walsh. He's already up about it and she's already pissed off a lot.
Why'd you point the wrong ones then?
What?
You know, she's already pissed off. I was like, you pointed at Bradley Walsh then. Biscuit Walsh.
Biscuit Walsh? Why is he Biscuit Walsh? Yeah.
Biscuit.
Have I missed
one biscuit now?
On a make toys.
On a make toys. No one's going to understand hardly any of this section.
It's good because
it's
don't.
It's all just in jokes.
I forgot we were doing it when we were talking about biscuits.
I thought we were waiting for the show to start.
Yeah.
For reference for anybody, that is all about Sharpie's possessed, what was it, galaxy lamp.
Yeah, it didn't have a button for it, but it used to just say words. After about a year of having it, it just started saying words when it wanted.
Biscuit!
Yeah.
One biscuit now! Yeah, it said, automatic doors!
It said that. It said automatic doors. It said get out. And it said cereal bowl.
It was real mad at you.
There was no setting. It shouldn't have been able to talk.
There was nothing to
connected to. It was a light that spoke.
Yeah. Why is my light talking?
I get the fact that it would have been programmed to say connected to Bluetooth successfully.
Yeah.
I connected to a Bluetooth for successfully.
Why the fuck it's saying automatic doors is not.
Hey, why do, I think you wanted to go to do a shop at Tesco.
Get out now.
Was it made out of the tannoy?
Get out, one biscuit now. Automatic doors.
I still love the idea of you was in a bit of a troubled time at that.
Well, I had to film it because I didn't know if I was going around. Especially when you're like half asleep. I was like what? That I've misheard that.
He woke up and he's like, strange things happen. Am I going round the twist?
No, I just like the idea of him trying to genuinely feed biscuits to his lamp.
Just okay, pushing it in. What biscuit would you like?
I need to find the video.
Also, we tried to search. Biscuit of bravery.
We tried to search for the fault in that, and nobody knew nothing. No,
it's best to put it in the bin. No,
have you still got it? What did you do
still got it? I loved it. At the time, like I said earlier, I wanted the company. I was trying to talk to ghosts.
Should we put it in here and see if it does it?
Yeah?
Next to the Ouija board.
No. Yes. Let's not do that. Don't bring it around here. I'll put it in the bin.
Don't put it in the bin, man. You just want biscuits.
That's going straight in the bin. It is tainted. Tainted, man.
I think biscuits.
So is it still in existence then?
Yeah,
I feel that it's like Jumanji, and one day you'll lose it, and someone will hear like biscuits. Automatic doors. Automatic. Want biscuits now from like a building site. And then they'll go in and they'll scrape away all the mud and there'll just be the lamp there.
You just like, it's not plugged in, but it's still projecting the galaxy.
Yeah.
No, what's this? But don't touch it.
What gear is it? Anyway, Bradley Walsh wins.
Wrong Alan, wasn't it? What? I was going to say Alan Rickman.
Is it Ellen?
He's not in Jumanji.
He's not in Jumanji. He plays Snape.
Alan Parrish. Played by
sure.
Who's that dead bloke?
Gotcha, Gurley.
Gotcha, Gurley.
No, Robin Williams.
Oh yeah,
Robin Williams.
Robin Williams.
Let me entertain you.
Jumanji.
Let me.
The game of champions.
Want biscuits now?
Penguin picker upper. Bradley Walsh.
Right, you're gonna do it at the same time, Tal. Can you drop Anne Robinson? Ready, wait for the explosion.
Too late, you fucked it up. Fucking ruined it.
Welcome to Utopia. Hey,
that moon just there. It looks like the one that's outside right now.
It does, it is outside, that is the moon.
It's gone past there.
And that takes us to the end of the show. Quite a short one this week, boys, isn't it? Because we've just got other stuff in the pipeline that we need to get done.
We've got some
so
bits
apologies
going
for
on.
That. We'll make sure they're more longer.
But we're also going into our exclusive episode. So if you want to see more content, fucking buy our shit.
Yeah, come over to Pat's Rion and pay £3.
Pat's Rion.
Yeah.
Come and be an official Utopian and don't. Don't watch this when everybody else gets it, all the losers.
Yeah, watch it before. Watch it early. Come over to our spicy page.
It's like, ooh, it's spicy.
It's fast.
And Sharpie does a whole section on his ham sandwiches called Only Hams.
Yeah.
Only Hams.
And he talked about his knob once.
Yeah.
I did. Actually, I've got more stories about that.
Mm.
Yeah.
But you can't hear him because he don't pay £3 to me.
We need more chairs.
Yeah. One chair now.
One chair now.
Automatic chairs.
Yeah. So yeah. Thanks for coming along.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
It's all right, mate. Thanks for coming as well, Shelby.
Always a pleasure.
Yeah. How have you felt the episode has gone?
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Have you got a little final thoughts? Because often I ask you final thoughts, and you pose a question. So.
Final thoughts. Focus on what you have and appreciate it. Before it's gone.
Oh, okay. Indeed, usually it's a question, isn't it? But that's why I asked for it now, because I thought it might create content, but okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I agree with that.
Yeah.
It's a big old correct statement.
Yes.
Automatic doors.
Automatic statements.
Final thought?
Wibble.
No. What did I ask you, Jack?
A thought.
It's not a thought. Wibble is not a thought, is it?
That's I thought about it, and what I thought was wibble.
Why can't you drown in your own saliva?
Here we go.
Tell us about Tell me.
You tell me what you think.
Because it's all moisture in that. You should, if you put your face near moisture.
No. So if you just around a glass of water, you just.
It's already in there, and it's all lubricated in that with all the saliva. Why are you not choking on that? When if you water goes down a hole and it, like that, cough it up. But there's got to be moisture in there. If it's not, it'd be dry. If it's dry, you're dehydrated.
I kind of agree with, in the sense of, with you swallowing liquid all the time, why are you thirsty?
And how? Right. So there, okay.
I don't think you should drown in it, but why do you need water if you're constantly swallowing water?
That also is a thing that I don't know. What stuck in my head is the fact that there's moisture in the air, there's water in the air. Alright, so if you do something to it like that, then it makes condensation. And so there's moisture and water in the air.
I mean, I don't want to break down this theory. Right. That's not how you make condensation.
It is.
It's not.
There's a man, like the penguin picker, there's a man, his job is to go around and like that, fucking water in the air. And it goes on the walls and that, when it gets warm.
Like there's loads outside, it's well spooky misty.
Yeah, spooky misty. You can breathe that in. Why is that not, like, detrimental?
Misty is off Pokemon, isn't she?
Are we just doing word association at this point?
Yeah, stuff.
You know,
just keep it rolling off the tongue.
Yeah, boy. Yeah. Love what you got, you sucker gay.
Sure.
I'm out of fingers.
I can really tell. Where's that barrel? He's got to scrape the bottom out.
Fucking more shit.
I'm just kidding.
Just here.
Oh no, put your horrid hand away.
Oh no, sorry, that was a fake hand barrel. So I got a real hand here.
Deceptive cunt.
Right, so. Could you like and just subscribe, please?
Could you like shit and subscribe?
Can you go to the pub? I'm within £3.
Yeah.
Come on, overseas.
Have we got any announcements this week?
Flubba-dubba weed. That's off Bill and Ben, isn't it?
Yeah, right. We're going, but sorry.
Announcements. Have we got any announcements?
I'm not fucking in it!
We're doing a fancy video on Saturday, aren't we? But not for you for a long time. Mysterious.
Whoa!
Yeah. We're starting to record things.
Yeah, things out and about.
Which is an extra reason to get subscribed to the Patreon, actually.
Yeah. Get involved. You'll find out more about it on there.
Yeah.
You know about the things. So, yeah, I think that's it, really, at the minute.
And if you want to come on the show, let us know. Get in touch. Come see and sit in this chair, all right? The chair and the table. The chair wasn't my domain. The table was. I'm table manager. You want to put a drink on it? You can. Come sit in it. It's comfy. Come have a go.
Come and have a go if you think you can sit enough.
Exactly. That's exactly what
right,
I was thinking.
We need to stop.
Classic phrase.
Need to stop.
Okay.
Okay. I've been Chunky T. Thank you very much for coming along.
I've been Jack Magic. We'll see you on the flip side.
I've got more energy now anyway. Permanent Sharpie. Permanent as always. Roll down there, doesn't it? See you in a bit.
I'm about to get weird.
This has been the Utopia Project. Goodbye.
You're a fucking loose woman.
Welcome to Utopia. Please make yourself at home.
It's the only place on earth where you can bitch and moan.
There's something here for everyone to make you feel quite great.
Just as long as we've already let it through our gates.
This is our dreamland. This is Utopia. Yet another little podcast for you. This is our dreamland. This is Utopia.